Welcome to another episode of Happily Everything Disney. I'm your host, Matt. With me is Christina.
Hey, everybody.
And Mike.
Yo, yo, what's up? Coming at you from planet Mars.
Yeah, we are definitely having a lot of glitches tonight. I'm not sure if it's like on the Zencaster side. That's what we use to record. So hopefully this sounds good on the other side. We did a couple tests and they sounded all right. But we definitely sound robotic to each other. So just kind of know that going in if we're trying to figure out what each person said. So we're going to play a game today. We haven't done a game, I don't believe, on this podcast. And, you know, I'm going to say this is kind of like... kind of like fantasy... Exactly. Kind of like fantasy sports, right? Where we're going to pick... We're going to have topics with each other. We're basically going to pick something. And once you pick something, you can't use it. So I have 12 categories. And then after we're done, we're going to summarize it and go through it. And then we'll kind of see if we can have a consensus on which day we like the most. But hopefully we can ask our fans, our people that follow us on Twitter and see what they say, or we'll throw it on Discord. All right. So we randomize the order. So Mike gets first pick. So the first category is you got to pick a moderate or a value resort that you're going to stay in. So let's assume, by the way, this is just a one-day trip, okay? So we'll just kind of make that assumption right now. So, Mike, which one are you picking? You can pick any moderate or any value.
So we had a lot of success at this moderate. So we're going to I'm going to go with the first pick of the fantasy theme park draft. Mike selects Coronado Springs, specifically Grand Destino Tower, but Coronado Springs Resort.
Okay, that means I'm up. So I get the second pick here. Let me think here. So do I take a Skyliner one? All right, I'm going to go with Caribbean Beach. Let's go with Caribbean Beach.
We all know what Christina's going to go.
No.
I wanted to pick this just so you wouldn't get it.
I know, you're such a brat. You guys knew I would pick this. Of course, Port Orleans Riverside for the win for me.
All right, so there you go. I mean, no real surprises there. I know Mike is a big fan of Coronado Springs. He likes the Grand Destino Tower. I've stayed at Caribbean Beach. It's actually not my favorite resort on property, but the Skyliner is tough to beat. I almost went Pop Century. And Christina grabbing Port Orleans Riverside is right in her wheelhouse. So I think this is all kind of realistic out of the gate. So the next one up, so Christina now, we're going to do a little serpentine style. Christina gets the next pick, and that is pick a park to start your day at.
Animal Kingdom.
Ooh, there we had go. That on, a little shocker. Yeah, I had that undrafted.
Ooh. Wow, that's pretty good. Man, now I have to try to figure out what Mike's going to do here. Oh, this makes it tough. I'm going to go with Epcot. I'm going to pick Epcot. I don't want to take the chance that Mike restricts me from picking Epcot. So I'm going with it. And then Mike, where are you going?
This is a tough one. I really didn't think both of these would be there for my pick. I thought for sure potentially one would be there between Magic Kingdom and Hollywood Studios. I'm going to have to stick with Magic Kingdom only because we have so many memories there. I'll go with Magic Kingdom.
Okay. So now Mike gets, again, with this serpentine style, he gets the next pick, which he gets to choose a bolt-on option. We talked about bolt-ons, I don't know, was it the last episode, crew, right? So this is like the perfect segue. So you get to pick one of three, right? So we're all going to get this. You can either go with you get Genie Plus for the day, or you can choose an individual Lightning Lane for the day, or you can choose the ability to park hop after 2 p.m. But you got to pick one and only one.
So this is an easy one. Yeah, this is an easy one for me. If I'm doing the fantasy draft, I'm clicking right away for Genie Plus.
All right. Man, this is going like perfectly. This is going totally Mike's way at this point.
Excuse me.
This is exactly what he wanted.
Very happy with my draft.
I am at a major disadvantage, everyone, because I have no idea what I'm doing right now. Here are my two dad co-hosts here throwing at me a Disney fantasy sports type of thing. So I am just, I am at their mercy right now, everyone. So when I pick these, just know I have no clue what I'm doing. I'm just picking.
You're along for the ride, Christina. You're doing fine.
I'm picking things I like. So go ahead. More power to you, Mike.
I mean, it's so far, Christina, let's face it. You got the perfect resort and the perfect park, right? Yeah. So I am going to forsake Guardians, right? With the individual Lightning Lane purchase. And I'm going to go with the ability to park hop. And I don't even know if I'm park hopping yet, but I'm putting it in. I'm putting it in the cupboard, park hopping. So I will take that, which means, Christina, there's only one left, and that's individual Lightning Lane. So you're going to take that by default, which is not a bad gig because you got Flight of Passage locked up for a fast pass for that.
Which obviously.
But now.
That's where I'd be going. Yeah. Oh, you said fast pass.
Yeah, fast pass. You're right. That's okay. I know. Okay. I know. All right. You ready? So the next one is you can pick a quick service breakfast at your resort or at the park. So what are you going with here, Christina?
Am I supposed to be picking popular things here or I'm supposed to be picking what I want to do?
This is what you want to do.
Oh, okay. All right. Just make
it. The only competitive thing that you have is you can't pick something that me and Mike have.
Oh, okay. All right. Good. So then I'm going to breakfast at Animal Kingdom at Isle of Java because I have yet to try one of the Tiger Tails there, that Tiger Tail chocolate twist, and that's something that I would be prioritizing. Or if the kids didn't want that, there's a Danish to choose from. And I'm getting a cold brew coffee to take with me on my walk through Pandora.
Wait a second. Talk about, did you ever try this Tiger Twist thing?
No, but I hear about it and it's apparently a low spoken about popular thing or something because it's, I don't know, it's supposed to be good, but I don't hear crazy stuff about it all the time. So it's definitely on my radar. I know Mike's into this sort of thing, too, with the snack list. Did you ever encounter hearing positive things about the Tiger Tail?
Yeah, we actually had the Tiger Tail in 2021. It was good. It was a very good snack to really split, too, with four people. You know, we each get a quarter of the tail. You know, it was very good. I highly recommend it.
Okay.
All right, and I'm going to go with something probably not as this might be a little bit of a surprise. So I'm going to, right at the Skyliner Station at Caribbean Beach, is a Joffrey's. I'm getting my iced coffee and a donut right there, done, because that way the family's ready to roll nice and early. So just a quick, easy Joffrey's coffee donut.
I like it.
Oh, man, this is going to be too easy for me, guys. I mean, Magic Kingdom, Gaston's Tavern, the cinnamon roll.
It's so simple.
For breakfast, I mean.
It's really just Mike's game right now. He's just toying with
us. It is. That's right in the lap there.
Yeah. I mean, and I think, you know, in retrospect, there's so much at World Showcase and stuff, but there's not a ton open for breakfast, right? So, and Christina, the Tiger Tail is an interesting selection. I like it. Don't forget too that the place that sells the Night Blossom has like these like it's like
cheese.
A banana spring rolls. Like
the spring roll.
I didn't
even
think about that.
Yeah.
Very true.
Or you could have went beignets. You could have went beignets on us, man. Like you could have owned.
Animal Kingdom has a lot of good eats.
I'm trying to think outside of the box here right now because it.
I know, I know. I did the same thing too.
Too, you know, but I feel like because it's funny for breakfast, we kind of like shy away from it. So I'm trying to think outside the box here.
And Mike, you know, Mike just goes with the safe route. So I understand. All right, you ready? The next one.
Ready.
This is Mike's. Pick an opening hour attraction that you will ride standby.
So one of the strategies that we do for Magic Kingdom a lot is to rope drop mine trains. So that's what we're going to do. We're going to that'll be our opening attraction. That way we don't have the individual lightning lane at our dispense. So we're going to knock it out first thing in the morning. Put me down for mine train.
A rope dropper.
All right. Now, I mean, we didn't specify if we're rope dropping or not, but I'm going to say that we are getting there early because of the way we grabbed our coffee and donuts, and we're going straight for Remy's. I think Remy's might be like creeping up on one of my faves. I love Remy's. So, and it's right there. It's right off the Skyliner. You know, we'll have to take that turn station, right? And, you know, and then go towards the Riviera, but we'll be there pretty quick. And we're going to enter International Gateway and bam, we're going to get straight in line for Remy's.
Yeah, I like it. Remy's is an awesome attraction.
Christina, you get to choose an opening hour, you know, an open hour attraction that you'll ride standby.
Well, I've already ridden Flight of Passage, right? Because I got a lightning lane.
Well, yeah, you got that later in the day at some point. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, really, yeah. my go-to first thing in the morning would be Flight of Passage. But say we're thinking outside the box again, perhaps we could head to Everest and just get that over with and wake ourselves up.
I love it. I love it. That's and not only that, but I think Everest is the type of attraction that has no wait in the first thing in the morning.
Exactly.
So you might be popping on that thing three times in a row.
Exactly.
I mean, Mike's not probably going to walk on the Seven Dwarfs unless he gets there super early. I'm not walking on Remy's, but you're walking on Everest, and you're probably doing it three times. So tremendous value there. I like it. Even without the Yeti.
I know. Even with a non-working Yeti.
Yeah, good pick, right, Christina.
Yeah, I like it. Yeah, so number six, category number six, you're going to pick a show. So, Christina, the floor's still yours. What show are you going to see? I mean, you're kind of over at Everest. I mean, are you going to – what show? Are you going to do Nemo? Are you going to do something else? Like, what are we doing here?
We're a hop, skip, and a jump away from Festival of the Lion King or Flights of Wonder, which is the bird show. But I'm going to have to prioritize Festival of the Lion King, which is also just right around the corner there.
That's pretty good. I like it. Man, Epcot here. What am I doing for a show here? You know, I do have the luxury of hopping too. I can hop. Now it's still kind of early in the morning. You agree, Mike?
Yeah, I would say it's a little
It's too early for that. All right. I am gonna do an attraction we never talk about here, potentially. I'm thinking here. I mean, it's too Impressions de France isn't running yet, right? Like, I, you know, so that's out. Awesome Planet, you know, is pretty good, but, you know, I don't think I would, that's going to be my selection. So I think I'm going to go with the American Adventure for my show. It narrowly beats out the Canada show and the China show. So that's what I'm going with. I'm going with the American Adventure. Mike, I know what you're picking here.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was thinking about the Dapper Dance, but I think I'm going to go with,
Country Bears.
What? Yeah. That was actually an option too, but I'm going to go with the Mickey's PhilharMagic.
Yeah. Yeah, and I actually have that down already, so I don't have to type that in. I knew you were picking that.
Really? You had it already in there, huh?
Yeah. I mean, by the way, help me out with Epcot. Am I missing a show?
Epcot doesn't really have a lot of. What about the Japanese drummers? That would be a good one.
Yeah,
too.
I guess I could have did the entertainment. I guess I could have pulled one of those.
Hold on,
out.
What's
You're
the
right.
one? What's the one in Sunshine's
the Japanese?
In Sunshine Seasons, Upstairs.
Yeah, Awesome Planet, right?
Awesome Planet, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he mentioned
you did? Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I like... I did. You're fine. It's the robotic stuff, I'm sure. But I like Awesome Planet, but I don't... I'd probably still rather do American Adventure. There's animatronics and stuff like that in it, so I'll go with... And I haven't seen it in a long time, so I'm good with my selection. I like both of yours a lot better, though. If I'm
no, you got a good pick there. Very good. And I like the country right. shows. You know, that's an option anywhere.
Yep. All right. So now it's maybe we got a few more things in, but we're not going to discuss them. We're going straight to our midday break, right? And you have to pick three options here. You can either go to Disney Springs, which from a park is a little problematic, but, you know, you can get there. Or you're going to go back and hit the pool, do a pool break, or you can choose any lunch you want from any resort. So, Mike, what are you doing?
I'm going to take the lunch at any resort. Since we're at Magic Kingdom, I'm going to pick something that's a little close by. I could pick one of the monorail options, like a Chef Mickey's. No. Ohana. Meh. Grand Floridian Cafe was decent. I did like that. Let's take the ferry to Wilderness Lodge, and we'll do Artist Point.
All right. Now, it's the only problem with Artist Point is it's not open for lunch.
Oh, you're right. So it's only dinner.
You're going to have to pivot to the Whispering Canyon, or you're going to have to do something else.
I will stick with my Grand Floridian Cafe. We really had a great time there. It's quiet. It's a nice boat ride. We'll go with Grand Floridian Cafe. Thanks, Matt, for that reminder.
All right, and so I'm staying at the Caribbean Beach. So I can either choose Disney Springs or a pool break for a part. Now, I mean, I'm thinking because I'm at the Caribbean Beach, I'm going to take advantage of and go back with the Skyliner and take a pool break. So there's no way on this planet that I would leave Epcot in the middle of the day to do Disney Springs, though. So unfortunately, Christina, you're left with that one. You got to take that by default.
I really wanted to go to the right. pool, though, Matt, but that's okay. It's all right. We know that I can appreciate Disney Springs.
Yeah, maybe you go there and you get Gideon's for Mike, right?
There we go.
You know, you do a little shopping, right? So, not. I mean, it's just so hard to leave a park. Yeah, it's one thing if it's the end of the day, if it's a non. But I couldn't think of a third good category.
You know what? You could have. What about a nap? Like just taking a nap back at the resort.
Or maybe.
I'll give you that. I'll give you a nap. You want a nap?
No, because we could still do. Maybe we want to hit Disney Springs real quick because we don't have the option to send our souvenirs to the room anymore. So we're going to hit Disney Springs, do a little shopping, and take that boat ride back to Port Orleans.
Oh, that's pretty good. That is true. She does have the boat.
That's a great point there, Christina. I love it.
Just a small detour and maybe still go back and take a dip in the pool. You never know.
All right. So now it's time to return to the park, right? And you get three options here. So you can pick two close proximity attractions at the park you're returning to. So if you pick Genie Plus, you can rattle off your three right now. They have to kind of be in the same proximity. Just doesn't have to be right next to each other, but you know, it's got to be pretty close. If you picked individual Lightning Lane, you can include that with one other attraction, right? So that makes it easier for you, Christina. And if you include Park Hopper, you have to do standby only somewhere. So Christina, it's going back to you. You get to choose two. Because you got the individual Lightning Lane, you get to do two close proximity, and one can be your individual Lightning Lane. So what are you going with?
So am I allowed to park hop, or I have to go back to Animal Kingdom after Disney Springs here?
No.
You got to go back to Animal Kingdom.
This is where I messed myself up, guys. I have messed myself up.
Yep. You should have picked Hollywood Studios, Epcot, or Magic Kingdom.
Well, I'm going to go ahead and get on the safari. And then when I get off of that, my options are endless for walkthroughs. I can go on any of the nearby trails, go view the you know, Gorilla Falls area and all. So really any of those little walkthroughs, or I can go to
Rafiki's.
Yeah, So you probably didn't hear the three options. So if you're kind of stuck with, because you picked an individual lightning lane with that first choice, you can pick that and one other attraction that's close to.
Everest.
So you're set. You're set. Well, no, you picked. You have Flight of Passage, okay, right? Okay. As your individual lightning lane. So you got Flight of Passage and Navi, right?
There. Okay. Like I would think. Well, then forget my whole spiel there. But yes, I'm all set anyway. Thank you.
I love it.
They're two marquee attractions. So I mean,
I know that's a pretty good twosome.
And who doesn't want? All right, to
I am at. Pandora? Come on. All right, so I'm at Epcot, and
this is a tough one for you, Matt. Yeah, this.
I know. Okay, I know what I'm going to do. I'm gonna stump everybody here. I'm going to Hollywood, and I'm gonna deal with about 2 hours of waiting, and I'm gonna knock out Toy Story Mania and Slinky Dog Dash. Rides right next to each other. I got to do standby both of them, so. It's not going to be the greatest for me, but they're two attractions right on top of each other. The kids are mad, right? But we just had a break. We had a pool break, right? Like, come on, guys, get it together.
Are we getting to be all right. time too? Are we doing Slinky Dog at night at this point, or it hasn't reached that time yet?
I don't think it's got that late yet.
You're just waiting 2 hours for it.
All right, you get to pick three, all Genie Plus, and they have to kind of be in the same area. It can't be like, you know, yeah, Space Mountain and Big Thunder, you know, but you can. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, I got you. So you picked one of them for me already, Big Thunder Mountain. That's got to be one lightning lane choice. Pirates is one of our favorites. We'll pick that one. And the next one is kind of close by. You know, you can veto it if it's not Haunted Mansion. I think that's
good. That's okay. Good. Yeah, I love it.
Going with Haunted Mansion.
And he's getting on those attractions super fast. And you skipped the line for Flight of Passage. You just had to deal with Navi. But I would say both of you guys are having a better experience than me, although I love the Slinky Mania combo.
Nothing wrong with hanging in that All area. Right. Nope, you're right.
All right, so now it's time for snack time, right? So, Mike, pick a snack, any snack you want. It's got to be, you know, you can't pick a snack in Epcot right now, but you could pick a snack anywhere, right? In Magic Kingdom or
so it's whatever. Like Mickey Pretzel, I'm not going to pick it, but obviously that's sold everywhere.
Right?
It's
got to
be specific
thing, yeah.
to, okay, it's got to be specific, though, to the park.
Well, or Mickey Pretzel or ice cream sandwich. Something you can get anywhere is fine. I'm not against that, but it has to be something specific that you can get at Magic Kingdom only.
Okay, since I'm at Magic Kingdom, I'm gonna think of one that I could get specifically at Magic Kingdom. I mean, I know do I go Dole Whip? I'm not a big pineapple person, but that's the popular pick probably. I can't do the cinnamon roll. We did that for breakfast at Gaston's, right? So I'm not going to do that. I did have, I'm sorry, I'm just trying to go off the top of my head with something. I'm not going turkey leg. That's definitely out because that's
you're not going to turkey leg.
Not now. That's
always a turkey.
Something about, yeah, I would throw up after eating all of that. This is a tough one for me, Matt. I'm a big snack guy, as you guys know. I could go, I guess, Sleepy's, you know, with the waffle. I could do that, like a plain waffle. You know what I mean? Like I don't have to, or the Nutella with fruit and on it. I'll do that. Let's do that.
You're going to do the sweet one, the Nutella one?
Yes. Yeah.
And then the spicy? Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting. I like it.
Well, only because it's a snack. I consider the spicy chicken sandwich, you know, as an actual like kind of like meal. I want something light, something maybe I could share with the wife or something like that. So I'll go with the sweetness.
I mean, the next category is pick a table service for dinner. So you got to, it can't be a massive snack, right? Like,
exactly.
Christina's got the best snack on the planet coming up. We're not going to be able to compete with it. But oh, yeah, I'm in Hollywood still. I mean, I guess I could challenge you guys and say, I got Hopper. I'm hopping back to Epcot, but I'm not going to do that. I think that's getting a little too flimsy. So I'm committed to being in Hollywood. And, you know, we still got dinner coming up, but man, I could use a drink just to refresh myself. And I would pick that little iced coffee drink, but I don't want the caffeine. And besides, I'm the only one that likes it. Probably my wife won't like it either. Right. So I'm going to go with some green milk from Galaxy's Edge.
Wow. Over the blue milk.
I like green better. I mean, honestly, I'll just get the green the first time I go and the blue milk the second time because I like them both. But I'm going with the milk as a refreshing snack. Christina, I'm counting on your snack selection here.
Wait, before Christina goes, Matt, I was going to say, just a suggestion, something that I was thinking of for Hollywood. I don't know if you thought of this, the carrot cake at the Trolley Cart
Cafe. I haven't had it yet, and please send a reminder on my Hollywood day to go get that because I keep forgetting about it. I love carrot cake.
Or the seasonal tart at Woody's too would have been another option.
And you have the Nom Nom cookie that you love. I know that. I know there's a few. Yeah. I like the Pop Tarts. I mean, they're good. Yeah. I like. I used to love the Ronto wraps when they had the chicken one. They haven't had the chicken one. Now they have like a vegetable one. So there's some good choices over there, but. Because we got dinner coming right up, I don't want to spoil it, and I think the milk's kind of the refreshing thing there. So,
yeah, no, I like it.
All right, Christina.
Obviously, we're getting a Night Blossom. Come on.
Oh, there we go.
We're obviously.
What I mean, that's the best. You can't beat the Night Blossom. Are you getting yours with the alcohol? Which I don't even know what that's called, but they have one.
No. Like you guys said, getting close. Too close to dinner here, have dinner, and then go for the adult drinks a little after.
All right. This is where, by the way, I totally agree. That had to, I mean, that was like smacking you in the face. You had to pick that. The Night Blossom's amazing. Oh. We're all fans here. That's
I was going to say the corn too is a good snack, but I mean, nothing compares to the Night Blossom though.
Oh yeah, there's definitely good snacks at Animal Kingdom for sure. But you still got dinner right there. So we kind of had a snack in a weird spot because I didn't know where to put it. I probably should have put it after the midday break, but you know, Mike would have had his lunch. So either way, it was kind of in a rough spot. All right. So now pick a table service dinner, but it's got to be in the park that you're at. So where are you going, Christina? What are you doing?
We're going somewhere that we've never been. We're going to Yak and Yeti table service for dinner.
I love it.
We've never.
I mean, and you had some good competition. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you had some good competition too. Tusker House is you know, very good. I'm a big Tusker House fan. Yak and Yeti, man, that gets some great reviews.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you could have went Rainforest Cafe, and we probably would have disowned you for the next episode.
For sure. But, nobody would listen anymore to me. So, but no, guys.
You got Tiffin's, yeah. Yak and Yeti. I like it. I like Yak and Yeti a lot.
Yeah, I had the quick service. Very good food. I'd imagine the table service would be even better.
Yeah, definitely on our next agenda, guys.
All right, for the table service meal at Hollywood, I'm not going with the Roundup Rodeo because I've never done it yet. I'm not gonna pick that one for this time because I don't know if I'm gonna do that next time. So I'm gonna stay away from that for my next trip. So let me do something. Let me think about. I'm definitely not doing Hollywood and Vine. There's no shot for that. No shot for 50s. Mama Melrose isn't bad. I've been to Brown Derby a couple times, but I'm going to go with the sleeper here. I'm going to go with sci-fi, and I'm going to do it with the Fantasmic package.
Oh, I knew you were going to do sci-fi. That's, oh, yes.
So I'm going with sci-fi. You know, my friends really liked it the last time. Mike, I think, said had a good meal the last time he was there. You know, and if it's just the four of us, I think I'm going with sci-fi. If it's a larger amount of people, I'm probably picking Brown Derby, but I'm good with sci-fi. Mike, at Magic Kingdom, where are you going?
Yeah,
be our guest?
Yeah, well,
50
be our guest is an option. I mean, I do want to give it another shot. I mean, it's $67, I think, for dinner now. So I could do that. I could do Cinderella's Royal Table, which is a whopping $79 a person, I think, now. I mean, this is another tough one. I really had a great meal, and I believe that you went there too at Skipper's Canteen, where you had a great meal there. But I'm torn between Skipper's and one of those signature restaurants, because I do want to go back to there. If the clock is ticking, I got 5, 4, 3, 2. I'm going to go with Cinderella's Royal Table. I'll give it another shot.
Wow. That's a surprise. When's the last time you did that?
2015.
Okay.
Yeah. Figured it's been a long time. And
yeah. Christina, what would you pick in Magic Kingdom?
Oh, gosh. In Magic Kingdom? Honestly, as crazy as it is, I would probably pick Cinderella's Royal Table. Only because I will say that Skipper Canteen's on my radar. It really is. But if I had to put them in order, we all know I wasn't like jumping out of my socks over Liberty Tree last time, so that's not on my radar as of now. I really, really like Crystal Palace, but I like it for the breakfast experience more so. So yeah, I'd probably go the same route.
Very interesting.
Matt, what would you do, Matt?
I probably would have did Crystal Palace. Or, I mean, I might have even considered Tony's. I know it's not that great, but it's like you can just sit on Main Street. It's dark out already. Like, you know, that'd be a pretty cool spot. But being in the castle, you can't beat it. I was just so disappointed with the food when I was there. And the ambiance is cool. You got the princesses. But that's a one and done until I have some grandchildren. Like, I can't imagine taking the family back there. That would not be in my top five, I think. But I like that Mike picked it because it's different. And Christina, your Yak and Yeti would have been my choice too. I would have definitely went with that. Where would you have picked for Hollywood for you guys?
I want to go to sci-fi. I really, and we've never been to Brown Derby either. So either one of those would have been on.
I probably would have picked the 50s Primetime Fantasmic Dining Package.
Over sci-fi?
Yeah, I think so. We had a decent meal last time at sci-fi, but I would want to give 50s another shot because I want to try that peanut butter milkshake.
Yeah, I actually do too. I gotta get there. I know it's hard. These are not easy, guys. All right. So pick a nighttime event. So here's your options. It's not just, oh, happily ever after. You got to make a choice. Now, we have five choices, okay? So you're not, no matter what, Christina, you're not going to be stuck with one that you don't want, right? So you can watch fireworks from an attraction or in passing, right? That's option one. Option two, you have to sit in 2 hours for the perfect spot for fireworks. C, option three, I should say, you can just do rides. You just do rides instead of seeing the fireworks. Or you can hop to Disney Springs, or you can go back to your resort and swim.
I love these options.
So, Mike?
Just little kudos to you. That's a bunch of like really awesome ways to end the day.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, yeah, you did a good job. I love the Disney Springs going back there. I might pick that one, but I'm going to leave that for Christina in case she wants to go back for
twice
a second time there.
Twice in one day.
Yeah. So that I'm going to cross that one off. We're not going back to the resort for nighttime swimming. It's Coronado's got a decent pool, but we're going to nix that. It's probably between A, B, and C, which A is watch the fireworks from an attraction. It'd be cool to see it for a mine train. But we take the risk because mine train's a longer ride. You know, with the wait times, we could be underneath in the queue inside. We might not see it actually on the attraction. So, and it's happily ever after, right? At Magic Kingdom.
It is.
So yep. we're gonna suck it up. We had a nice big meal at Cinderella's Royal Table. We're gonna just take a break for 2 hours and get our camp out for our perfect spot for the fireworks.
All right. So you're gonna camp out for happily ever after. I like it. I guess for me, how am I gonna see Fantasmic from an attraction? So I guess with the way that I have this, and I have the darn dining plan thing, right? The dining credit, but I might be screwed. How like I said, how can I see Fantasmic in passing? So I don't think I can pick that by default. So
no, you can't.
No, I think I cornered myself. So I'm gonna go back to Galaxy's Edge and I'm gonna just enjoy the atmosphere. I had the milk earlier and I'm going to, you know, just relax and do Millennium Falcon, Smuggler's Run, and I'm going to do Rise. I'm going to suck it up and do Rise. So I'm going to camp out and do Galaxy's Edge. I'm making sure I don't have any restrictions on individual lightning lanes. I don't. So, but I'm going to ride them standby.
I like that.
So Galaxy's Edge.
Good to
Christina. All right,
Christina.
So Christina, all you have left is pick. Watch fireworks from an attraction. Well, you can't really do that in Animal Kingdom, unfortunately. You also could hop to Disney Springs or nighttime swim at the resort.
Well, all right, so we got to help Christine out here. So we're gonna have to add a caveat.
No,
here,
I don't.
Right?
Need I don't need an addition because.
Okay. All right. I like it. I like it.
On our Animal Kingdom days, because we are not typical park hoppers. If we get our fill of Animal Kingdom, we almost always schedule a night at the pool for then. So it works out perfectly according to what my family likes to do. So we are 100%, as much as I would love to go back to Disney Springs and just walk around aimlessly and take the boat ride again, I'm going to go right back to the resorts, pick one of those quiet pools in Riverside when all the trees are just lit up perfectly dim and it's so relaxing and everybody else is watching fireworks somewhere and we're going to get in that pool and be able to get a nice little view of fireworks popping around anyway.
I love it. I love it. Listen, Mike screwed us, Christina, with his choice. Cause if he screwed us. So, but I love it.
Well,
I
didn't really screw
that.
Christina, because there's no nighttime show in Animal Kingdom.
This would be my
so
normal
technically,
plan.
Only
this is ideal for me. So
and you had the dining plan, the dining package with Fantasmic.
I know.
So I really know.
And I just, you really got me going.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Darn it.
It's okay. Because you know what? In all actuality, Fantasmic, you don't have to camp out as much. So there wasn't an option for sneaking in, you know, on the way by. But you could definitely have done that, too.
Yeah, and I've had some amazing nights just in Galaxy's Edge. You know, you walk around and people got their lightsabers out and you just got the sounds and stuff. And Galaxy's Edge is great at night. I definitely want to do Olga's at night. You know, you could do like Olga's after the park closes. So like if the park closes at 9, they do have like a 9:50 reservation
for
cool. Olga's.
I never knew that.
Like,
I don't think.
And I have no desire to do Olga's again, like during the day. That was a mess,
oh,
Mike.
Gosh,
but
everybody
you
says
know,
that
we could
too.
Go
arm to
if,
arm, right?
But that would be cool,
yeah.
Right? You know. So, all right, we're back to Christina. Which, so even though you're swimming, you still technically can ride one more thing before you walk out the park, right? So, what ride are you getting on? It's kind of dusk. And by the way, you're checking out the Tree of Life, right? It's got some projections and stuff. You're not completely hopeless, right? What are you picking, Christina? What ride are you walking out of that park with? What's the last memory of Animal Kingdom for the day for you?
Well, now, here's another thing where this kind of just landed in my lap too. On more than one occasion, because Dinosaur's kind of not out of the way, if you want to just hit it one more time, me and my family, I know Dinosaur gets some crap out there, but me and my family really do like it. We get a kick out of it and feel all wobbly afterward from the car thrown year round. So we're ready to go back and do our pool night and everything anyway. So on the way out, we're just going to jump on Dinosaur because there's not going to be a long wait, and just do one more little thing to get us all pumped up, because we always get a good laugh out of it anyway.
And you don't know how long it's going to be around. You know, if you're not going every year, it might be your last chance to go experience it too.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. We like it. And it's definitely living on borrowed time at this point. So you're absolutely right about that.
Yeah. I'm definitely planning to get Dinosaur in as a priority this year for sure. Man, I really need to add Hopper, and it's the perfect setup right now. I don't need it, but I need it so I can do stuff.
Hold
like
on
that.
Guys. We need a quick update, Mike. We need a quick update. I would like to alert everyone that Matt has still held out and not added Park Hopper as of the last we spoke about this topic. So I just want everyone, I know you're on the edge of your seat, you're just waiting for him to break, but I want to tell you, he has hung in there. We're cheering him on, right, Mike?
Well, he's still got a solid, 5 months to potentially add it.
I know. He could break any minute, but as of right now, I give credit where credit's due here. So he has not broken thus far, so we're going to give him credit for that. Great job, Matt. Way to stick to your guns.
Yeah, and I came up with the perfect plan right now without Hopper. So, I mean, I'm really excited about it. The downside is I'm only getting to Animal Kingdom once, and I know it's, you know, my family's not going to be super happy about that, you know. But speaking of family, my daughters just walked in, and they are just, like, foaming at the mouth. So, I'm going to give both of you guys 10 seconds, okay? You can say whatever you want on this mic, okay? Say something Disney-related and Mike and Christina will get your kids next episode, but they're both just staring at me. I got
to
do it.
Come on, girls. So, talk to us.
All right, go ahead. Go ahead,
yeah, tell us your favorite attraction.
All right. So Mr. Mike's saying, tell us your favorite attraction.
Like ride?
Yeah, speak. Tell the microphone.
Cosmic Rewind.
All right, Cosmic Rewind. All right, Lily, your turn. Go ahead.
Mine is also Cosmic Rewind.
All right, so
nice. The smartest children.
That's what they waited,
gentlemen. Smartest.
Well, I also like the Buddha.
Yeah, so that's funny. Like they've been waiting, they've been chopping at the bits for 2 years to get on here, and they both say the same thing. All right, we'll get you guys on another time.
But what's a good ride?
All right, I got to get back to this episode. Christina's got to go to bed soon, so we gotta. We got to roll.
Don't you blame it on me. I'm sorry, girls.
Splash Mountain. Splash Mountain's a great ride, too. It's closed right now. All right, we'll get you guys on at some point. We'll get you on with the other kids.
It's their big podcast debut. Great job, girls.
I'm sorry about that, but they were, you know, they're done schooled. Yesterday was their last day of school, and they're just like ready to rock.
All of our kids are off the chains right now, guys. Mine are upstairs in their rooms, told not to come out, or else they would probably be doing the same thing. And no, I don't lock my children in their rooms. They're just, yeah. Okay, carry on. Where are we at?
Last ride out of the park via standby. So you just did Dinosaur. And I'm in Hollywood. I was at Galaxy's Edge. I already did those things. So I'm not going to just get in line for Rise or something like that again. I would love to get back to Sunset, but that might be a little tough. And I don't know what the wait is. Even right before part, I don't know if I'm ready to finish with Rock and Roller or Tower Terror. So I'm going to go with just getting in line for Mickey's and Minnie's Runaway Railway. It's a nice, easy ride. It's perfectly Disney. It's Mickey and Minnie. So I'm going to finish with Mickey's and Minnie's Runaway Railway.
Wow. I thought for sure you were going to go Tower of Terror.
Ooh.
Yeah, I mean, and I love Slinky at night. And probably my kids would overrule me there. But I already did it already. So I'm just trying to spice it up a little bit. All right, Mike.
So I guess I can't pick Tron, right? Because I don't. It's a virtual queue at the moment, and I don't have.
No, Mike went to Magic Kingdom. Yeah, you went to Magic Kingdom all day and didn't do Tron. Unbelievable.
Well, I mean, because I don't have the option, right? Really,
you don't. No, you went with Genie Plus, man.
You're right. You're right. Maybe that was a big mistake. I didn't think about it until the what is my last attraction, and I was like, Tron. I was like, how do I not?
You get to look Tron? At it, Mike.
Well, dude, I went to Epcot. Yeah, I went to Epcot and at Hollywood Studios, and I didn't do Guardians. But
or Rise. Yeah, yeah.
I did Rise. I did Rise right. with yeah, my Galaxy.
I went back and forth 50 times to Disney Springs and Animal Kingdom. So it's okay.
Yeah. She swam 4 times.
I'm milking Animal Kingdom for all it's worth today.
So with the last pick, we had a really, really good experience doing Pirates at night, but we already did that earlier in the day, and we're not going to do it again since we did not do People Mover. As you guys know, that's one of our favorite attractions, very underrated to us. So we're going to close it out riding throughout Tomorrowland, and that'll be the closest we get to Tron during this one-day trip, I guess.
You could almost reach I out love and it. Touch it. But I'm really surprised, Mike, because I was certain that you were going to need to go on Barnstormer just once more.
Yeah, well, I wanted to go on for you for that, but you know, I guess we'll have to rope drop that one next time on the next fantasy draft.
Well worth an hour and a half wait.
Anyway. And I can't believe you didn't do Space Mountain to finish it out either. But yeah, it's
People Mover and Mike. I like it. Hand here.
I know. I mean, I love all these lists, and all of them kind of cornered us. Like Mike didn't get on Tron, right? I got the Fantasmic dining package without Fantasmic. So I just basically just went to sci-fi.
Yeah, and you paid the extra money there, Matt, too, for the extra $20 a person.
I know. And Christina did Disney Springs at lunch and swam at night. But you know what? I think all these are perfect days anyway.
Because you know what? I think they're great. Even the worst day in Disney is still a great day. No matter how you plan it, no matter how much you misplan it, you're still in Disney World. Who cares? I'd rather be in Disney Springs than at work tomorrow.
I agree. 100%.
Yeah. And, right, and this so was on a whim, too, as a disclaimer. Like, you know, we're all kind of like thinking on the spot here. Like, we weren't able to kind of really prep at least, you know, me. Like,
I didn't either. Yeah. We just had the questions. It just came up with the questions.
We're 47 minutes in, and I still don't know how this game works, but I've made it through. So it was
fun. You did good. So I'm going to. Do you want me to review everybody's day real quick? And then maybe we can get people to vote on it. I don't know. I think it'd be fun. So here we go. Mike's perfect fantasy day, or Mike's fantasy day, right? He starts at Coronado Springs. He's got Magic Kingdom. He goes with Genie Plus. He does Gaston's Tavern. He rides Seven Dwarfs Mine Train. He does Mickey's Fill Her Magic. He has a resort lunch at Grand Floridian Cafe. He, with his Genie Plus, he does Big Thunder Mountain, Pirates, and Haunted Mansion. He has a big Nutella waffle at Sleepy Hollow and then goes straight to Cinderella Royal Table. And then he camps out for Happily Ever After. And then he finishes with People Mover. All right. So that's Mike's day, right? So my day, I start at Caribbean Beach. I Skyliner over to Epcot. I elect to have park hopping. I experience a Joffrey's Donut and Coffee just because it's right there at the Skyliner. It makes the Skyliner more grand for me. I do Remy's and I do American Adventures, my show. I take a pool break because, man, you can just get on the Skyliner and go right back. When I come back, I do standby for Toy Story Mania and Slinky Dog Dash. I enjoy a nice refreshing green milk before I have sci-fi with a Fantasmic dining package that I don't use. And then my nighttime event, I swing over and I just experience Galaxy's Edge at the fullness. I do Rise, I do Millennium Falcon Smuggler's Run, and I'm watching people walk around with lightsabers and stuff like that. And then the last ride that I walk out of the park is Mickey's and Minnie's Runaway Railway. Christina, her day starts at Port Orleans Riverside. She goes to Animal Kingdom. She elected the individual lightning lane to have in her pocket for later. She has a tiger tail at the Isle of Java. She rides Expedition Everest and probably multiple times, and she's rubbing it in our face on that one. She does Festival of the Lion King. She decides to take a break and goes to Disney Springs. When she comes back, she hits Flight of Passage with her individual Lightning Lane and then hits Navi. She takes a Night Blossom right before they swing over to Yak and Yeti for dinner. They go back and swim and have a nice leisurely night, and they're chilling, probably getting ready to rope drop the next morning. But before she did that, she hit Dinosaur on the way out, and she was happy about it. So that is our fantasy Disney draft version one. We'll have to do more of these because it was a lot of fun. Does anybody want to try to sell their day over each other's?
Well, I'll tell you what. When I do my fantasy drafts, I always like to do like a hindsight. Like, what did I miss or what did I not do correct or what do I regret? And if I could just give that plug for me, I don't know if that's going to help my case or not. But I think Magic Kingdom, a lot of the resorts aren't like too bad attractions aren't a big weight when it comes to like Pirates or Haunted Mansion at like decent times and everything. So I think if I'm looking back at it, I probably should have went individual Lightning Lane and secured Tron as my choice in that third round there. And I wasn't sure on the lunch point, but we just had such a great experience at the Grand Floridian Cafe. But that's one that I could potentially switch as well. But that's what I always like to do with my teams. That's probably my two that I'm, you know, if I could do it all over again, I would probably look into those two rounds. Other than that, I thought I had a really great day, really good picks with everything. I think a lot of that stuff fell into my lap with the shows and you know, the snacks and everything, the quick service, you know, Gaston's. And yeah,
I like it.
I like it. Christina?
I think if I had known that I was starting at a significant disadvantage by choosing Animal Kingdom, then I probably would have picked Magic Kingdom and gone a little more that way if I knew how it worked. But I am still happy with my day 100%, go figure, because whether it's pointed, you know, high, or I got a lot of picks, or however it works, guys, I love me some Animal Kingdom. So that's pretty darn close to, other than the old midday Disney Springs trip, which is hysterical. I can't get over the Fantasmic dining package with no Fantasmic. I can't, guys. Guys, send us like bloopers too. Like, what's like the craziest thing that you could do in Disney and just be like, oh my God, no way. Like, tell us like funny stories about something that you did where you were just like, man, I could have done better with that, because it has me craving stories like that. I know they're out there. I really, really know they're out there. We need to make this like a topic on Discord. What is something that you can't believe that you did? Or, because I know it happens. This is all in fun. But at any rate, I definitely love me some Animal Kingdom. That's pretty close to what we would have picked, even if I didn't have to pick around my friends here. So. Very good. What about you, Matt? Are you loving that you weren't able to get Fantasmic?
No, I don't. No, I'm mad that I missed Fantasmic. But I, you know, the one thing about all of our days, we kind of have some leisure in it. Like, Mike has a 2-hour wait for Happily Ever After. I give him credit for that. You have a Disney Springs and pool break. I have a pool break, and I'm just kind of enjoying Galaxy's Edge at night. We all kind of have leisure time in there.
You're going to have a lot of downtime also in the line in Galaxy's Edge there, because
you're right. You're right. Just waiting for Rise.
30 minute yeah. wait on Rise. So you're definitely going to get some downtime there too.
Yeah, that's true. And I'm definitely going to have some angry kids. You know, if I could pick a mulligan for myself, I definitely like the Joffrey's, you know, entrance there, you know, just kind of grabbing something there. But at the same time, I thought I was going to have more time in World Showcase, so I probably would have just grabbed probably breakfast at the France Pavilion or something, or, you know, it's one of the other countries, if I knew that I wasn't going to get back to Epcot. So that would be my one mulligan, and obviously not factoring in that I was going to see Fantasmic, even though I paid for it, like Mike said. But
And there's nothing wrong with quick and convenient coffee at Joffrey's either, you know? Sometimes you just need the Java where it sits, and that's fine too.
Yeah, I think that's really cool for a Skyliner station to have. It's a pretty neat spot. Mm-hmm. All right, that was fun, guys. I hope you enjoyed it.
Yeah, it was definitely an interesting topic, and it's always cool because Matt, you know, we do the fantasy baseball league together, and we're neck and neck at the division race. But it's cool to kind of bring that spin into the Disney world here, so to speak. And Christina, you got a chance to experience it as well, your first taste of it, and it was a lot of fun.
She'll be really ready next time. She'll be, you know, doing all kinds of research and studying, I'm sure. So
I'll have my notebook out with my top picks and everything all ready. I won't let you guys down next time. No, this was fun.
Yeah, we almost need a fourth person for this next time we do it. That way we can really spread the parks out a little bit, but we'll have to get there.
Oh, I wonder if would want to do that with us. That would be fun.
Yeah, maybe that's a good idea. And speaking of Scott, a fun episode. It's funny. So I talked to Scott because Scott said that he was interested in coming on our podcast again right before D23. So we will have a D23 preview prediction, where we'll probably pull odds out. I'll probably do something. The team will help me kind of put something together, and we'll pitch some stuff to Scott. I'm starting to think we might get some cool things in September. So it's not that far, you know, because we do a bi-weekly episode. It's probably just a few episodes away. So looking forward to recording that and sharing it with you.
I can't wait to try to decode Scott again. I love it.
I know Scott really nailed everything last time. Well, he does it each time, but
right?
I know.
Oh, I love it.
I know.
Fun stuff.
Yeah. Well, all right. Matt, I was going to say, I'm sorry. I'm looking at our before and after on our Google Sheets here. Do you have a topic? Because I just thought of one.
I do have one, but I will defer to you in a minute if you got one. If you got one, roll with it.
Yeah. No, that's great. Maybe we're on the same page here because I'm looking at the past ones we had, and one of them, the fourth one, Guardians of the Galaxy, moves to standby. You know, we put a date of 10/1/2022, and Christina got that. She said the after there. Well, what about the other individual at Lightning Lane that I missed on my fantasy draft, right? The Tron. When is Tron going to move to standby? I don't see that on the list here. So I'm going to throw a date of April 1st, 2024.
I like that date. I would go with the after still. What about you, Christina?
No. I'm trying to this one is throwing me off here because I'm trying to remember how long of a gap was there with Guardians? Are we allowed to share that right now? Who has that at their fingertips?
When did Guardians The Guardians come out last – when was it officially open? It was like May of 2022, right?
Correct.
Does that sound right? Okay. So we're still we're 13 months into that, and it's still virtual queue. But there's been a lot of rumbles, and I wouldn't be shocked if by the time this episode airs that it's standby. It's probably close. I mean, they're doing some standby right now for the extended evening hours. Mm-hmm. Not extended evening hours. I'm sorry, the after hours party. So I don't know. That's a good question.
And what was Mike's date again? What was your date again, Mike?
April 1st, 2024.
Yeah, I definitely. We're going to have to fight for after on that one.
Well, I feel I'll say I'll go with May of 2024. Just like I'll go like right after Easter. So I'm, you know, if you want to go much later than that, Christina, then we got a date we can lock on.
No. I guess like later spring. Yeah, late spring. So what do you want to do? What you're going to do after, and we're going to change the
date. I'll do May 15th, 2024. May 15th, 2024. You want the before? I mean, I'm sorry, you want the after on that still?
Yeah.
All right, I'll take before. I could see like after Easter they roll that out. All right, that's a good topic. I actually have another topic too. So let's, because it's in my head, I say let's just do it. Is that all right?
Go for it.
A little, go. A little, okay. And Mike's going to see me typing it in here. When do after hours parties return? Okay, so when I say that, it's June, right? It's June, and Epcot's after hours party is done in August. So there's nothing in the pipeline for Hollywood Magic Kingdom or even Epcot after August. So when does the next after hour event run? Not when it's announced. And obviously we had the Jollywood Nights. That's not an after hours event. And if you're curious on why it's not, it's because they're not giving free food. That's why it's not an after hours event. I had to kind of figure that out because I was like, why is this not an after hours event? It's because they're not giving you complimentary food. But anyway, when does the next after hours event, are we going to have any after hours event the rest of the year? Like, will we have something back in Magic Kingdom in September or in, you know, I know we got the parties, you know, the parties are coming in August, right? But will Hollywood do anything from now until Christmas time or whatever? So I'm going to throw the date out there as 12/31/2023. And I'm going to say, is it going to be this year or not? Mike?
After.
I'll let you. Okay. Christina?
Yeah, I'll take the before on that.
All right. I like it.
Hey, Matt, real quick. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead. I'll finish up. Yeah, I'm sorry.
No, I was going to say, I feel like I'm bullish that they're going to have another after hours thing. Maybe they'll just do more Hollywood Nights or something over the summer, but who knows?
Yeah, because you don't really know what they're going to do. You know, it doesn't necessarily have to be all week long. You never really know when they're going to throw something in there a couple days a week, or
yep.
you just don't really know. I don't think it's too out of the realm to think about that.
All right, Mike, what were you going to say?
No, I'm sorry. So my son actually just walked by to get my wife's glasses, and I said, well, he's walking by. If you want to just spit what your favorite attraction is really quick, since...
Do it.
Here, Gav. This is my 15-year-old son. He wanted to say Splash Mountain, but I told him you can't say that. It doesn't exist anymore. So what do you think, Gav? What's your favorite attraction?
Thunder Mountain.
There you go.
Loud and clear. Yeah, Thunder Mountain, right?
We heard it. Big Thunder Mountain, we heard it. Christina, yes. You want to grab one of your girls?
No, they're upstairs and peaceful, but they'll be happy to chime in on another episode. We have a big soccer weekend. I got to keep them on a regular sleep schedule here so they're not maniacs. But they send their love everywhere.
There you go. You heard from the kids? We got to get your husband on, too, at some point. That will be a goal. But, yeah, we're starting to get the family involved. I love it. But... yeah, I think that wraps up the episode. I got nothing else. We did two, you know, before and afters, and we had a nice little game, and we hope that you enjoyed it. Any closing remarks, guys, or are we good?
It was a very fun episode. Hope you enjoyed it.
And hope
thank
we
you
don't
for
sound
listening.
Too robotic for you guys here. It seems like things mellowed out a little bit, but our apologies if it's a little crazy, and thank you for hanging in there. We had a lot of fun, and... we hope to hear your feedback. We want to hear your... and don't forget about the bloopers either. And go ahead and critique us. Tell us what we could have...
Well said. Everybody be good. We'll see you soon.
Thanks, guys. Bye.
Bye.